let me bring you up to 1976. The Gaylord family sells WKY-TV to the Detroit Free Press. They change the call letters to KTVY. How did this all go over?
Well, we really had no choice one way or the other. The Gaylords did everything first class. I mean, underline, first class. They ran great operation, spent plenty of money, best equipment, best everything. And you just wondered about this new company, how they would run things. If you were to go out there to this day and look at Channel 4, you would, your mouth would drop. The building's falling apart. They're not spending any money on upkeep. It's just pathetic. Just really sad. Of course, I realize those days of the Gaylords is long gone, but they were a first-class operation and went from there increasingly downhill as far as money put into the project.
Who's it owned by today?
Oh, gosh, now they've changed owners two or three times. I don't know who owns them now.
You were sent in that year to the Summer Games in Montreal, Quebec, and that's where Nadia Comaneci right. comes into play here. She's 14 years at the time, and then there becomes an Oklahoma tie to that, too.
You mean Bart Connor?
Right.
I tell you, I wish I could properly describe, I can't even come close, to hear Bart Connor describe his marriage to Nadia Comaneci, because she was the star. He was this American athlete, and the king and the queen and the whole thing, which you ought to hear him tell the story. It's an unbelievable. That wedding was a national event. To hear him tell it, of course, he has great sense of humor, Bart does, and he was just like a pebble on the beach. She was the big deal, you know, and this enormous train on her dress. They are a great couple to this day, and they're good friends.
They live in this area,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, they have a gymnastics thing here in Norman.
In that 76 game, we had a great American boxing team, didn't we?
Yeah, I've got to admit something to you about the 76 games. I really goofed off up there. The night that Nadia Comaneci set the record, I was at Montreal and the New York Mets baseball game because Tom Seaver was pitching for the Mets. So here I was, the teacher that sent me up there to cover the Olympics, and I begged off and went to the baseball game. Never got caught at it, or I'd have been fired, I bet.
The networks were covering it.
Right.
It wasn't your job to cover it.
Right, exactly.
Right.
But I was at the baseball game, and I still have a ticket. I went to the Montreal Expos, and Tom Seaver pitching for the Mets. Go back to the old baseball love, you know.
Who won the game?
Montreal.
Sugar Ray Leonard was representing the
United States. Yeah, I told you, I really was.
Michael Spinks?
I did not earn my keep
Leon
at the 76 games. I just was up there with a vacation.